Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio App. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face!
Oh, yeah. We back. We back. Yo, miss me? And guess what? I miss you, too. Another late night with Benny Love, with yours truly, the Chief Love Officer. Right here exclusively on Bashani Radio App, right? Or if you don't have the app, you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Right? You got it. Tonight is going to be, like all other nights, another very powerful show. All right, that's one thing I do know. I hope you guys are enjoying the last few days of the summer that kind of like went past us because of all that's going on. But we still gonna get it in, right? You know what I do miss, though? I do miss you being right here in my cozy place in the Love House, right? So I want to make sure that you got your drink on. You know what I mean? Whatever makes you glad. I don't care if your drink is water, iced tea, or some of that hard stuff. Me, I just got me some water because I keep it cool, baby. You know what I mean? Can't be messing up this sexy voice. That's what I do, right? But tonight's show is going to be excellent. I'm going to an email question from Lady T, and her question was very, very simple. What makes a man want to conquer a woman? All right, it's gonna be hot today, boy. I'm gonna give a little of this man code stuff away. So, and I hope you just tune in and you enjoy the ride with us, right? I am Benny Love, and this is Late Night with Benny Love, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. You can't find this nowhere else, or you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com, baby. Right? Oh, yeah. You know, I like coming on to do this show, because when I do this show, man, it just makes me feel so good, you know, just like I miss you ladies and all other people that are listening. I like coming over here and sharing it with you. All right. So before we get into this, I want to drop this jam right here. Just a little bit of it. I'll play the rest at the end of the day, but just to get us in the mood right here. Because today's show is going to be really, really hot. So put on your robe or take off your robe. Whatever you want to do, it's okay with me. Let me play a little bit of this and then we're going to get right into it. Trust me. Neo. You to love. It's Neo and Jeremiah. This jam is hot right here.
Tonight, it's the kind of night. Add Netflix to this massage. Better yet, turn that shit off. Cause I love to hear you cussing at me. Like, ooh, shit, baby, too deep. You never felt.
That's why I only want you to love. I don't want nobody else.
I only want you to love. Let me tell you something, boy. That boy killed that song right there. And I think this is the perfect song about what I'm going to talk about today, right? Yeah, I think this is going to be perfect for what I want to talk about today. She gave a very powerful question. What makes a man want to conquer a woman? We're going to get right into it just like this. Thank you, Neo, for that. I'll play a little bit more of that at the end of the show, right? But y'all know how I like to get down when I'm talking in here, right? I like to slow it down and jazz it up a little bit, right? So today's topic is going to be very interesting. What makes a man want to conquer a woman? You know, Lady T, that was a great question, and I appreciate you emailing that question in. And I'm going to see what I can do, you know. And like always, I like to tell you, all my listeners and from around the world, like, I'm not an expert, right, when it comes to love. I'm learning just like you, day in and day out, right? But I'm very passionate about my opinions, and that's all they are. If something fits you, then ride with it. If it don't, then don't ride with it. But know this, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it, right? There it is, right? Late Night with Benny Love exclusively right here on Bashani Radio app. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com, baby. All day and all night, black owned and operated. That's how we do, baby. All right, so let me get into this now. You know, I had to think a little bit about when this question, because it's very, I had to think about, like, what makes me want to conquer a woman? You know what I mean? And let me tell you something powerful has got to be going on when a man wants to conquer a woman. And when I say he wants to conquer a woman, I mean he wants to conquer her in the right way. Not the wrong way. Not the person who just wants to control a woman. That's not what this is. What I'm going to be talking about tonight. I'm simply going to be talking about when a man wants to conquer a woman, he's got to be in tune with that person. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be something special and incredible about her that separates her from all the rest. And then I can promise you that what will make a man want to conquer a woman. So the first one I'll start off will be like this. The first tip for why a man want to conquer a woman, he has to be in tune with her. Let me tell you something, ladies. Energy is incredible. And when a man, the chemistry of with that woman, it will make him want to conquer that woman, meaning like he wants to be with her the rest of his life. Because I'm telling you, it's very hard to get a man in that situation, right? Because, you know, a lot of times people get confused with lust. People get confused with like. People get confused with sexual. And those are none of the reasons why a man would want to conquer a woman other than, you know, for a temporary fun or a temporary happiness, as we want to say. But when a man wants to conquer a woman, he has to be in tune to her entire chemistry. And he wants to be in a joyful moment with her. You understand? Let me tell you something about chemistry. Chemistry is so incredible when it's right. Now, I'm not going to get on here and tell you how you know chemistry, because one thing I've learned falling in love is that, man, the right chemistry or have you making decisions you never ever thought you would make in your life. The right chemistry with a woman and being in tune with her will have you doing everything that you said you would not do. Okay? So when a man is in tune to a woman, he will move mountains. I can promise you that. Right? And there ain't nothing you can do when a man is truly in tune with you, except if you're in tune with him, then it becomes a powerful experience. You understand? See, the world has got us focusing on the physicalities of humans when it is such, it's so much more than that. Like, one thing I've known, if you can make love to a woman's mind, you can stimulate her behind. You hear what I say? I promise you that, right? Because, see, women are very, very emotional, which is simply energy in motion. And men that are at that point where they're looking for that serious thing, where they're looking for that someone that they can call wifey, you know what I mean? Because remember, for a man to want to conquer a woman, he has to be at a maturity level that's past all the games and all the little things. Because a lot of times, distractions can make men not focus on what the real connection is. So a man who is focused and ready to settle down and connecting with that woman's energy, let me tell you something, he would do everything in his power to conquer that woman. You hear me? And women say, well, how do I attract men who want to be like that, who want to be totally monogamous, who totally want to be in a relationship, who totally want to be connected? That's very easy, ladies. You have to become that what you want in your life. See, a lot of times women won't become what they want in their life. They'll simply make a list. And making a list is not strong enough to attract the man that really wants to conquer you and really wants to connect. And when I say conquer, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about someone who wants to connect with you for the rest of your life, not someone who wants to control you and enslave you, but someone who wants to connect with you for the rest of your entire life. You hear me? That's when it becomes very, very powerful. You understand? And that's what I've learned, that you have to be at that point to be able to attract that man who's at that point. I can tell you, when I fell in love, it was like an out-of-body experience. And what I mean by that, because here's what I know. There is an extreme difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. All right? See, you can love somebody but not be in love with them. Like, you care about their well-being, you enjoy the time together, you spend time together, and all of that type of stuff, right? But when you are in love, you just want to be connected to that person all the time. You want to hear their voice. You want that text. You want the cuddling. You want the holding hands. And this is how I knew when you're in love, and it's because you don't even have to do anything with that person and you're still content. I hope that makes sense. Like, you can just sit in that person's presence and you're fully content. You are fully open to what it is. You understand? Because it's the Bible that says that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And I absolutely believe that. But there's got to be the chemistry. It's got to be incredible. And the second thing to make a man want to conquer you, the man's got to feel that you're worthy of it. And please don't take me wrong. All women are worthy. But you may not be worthy for that man. You understand? I believe all women have something special to offer to this world. But you may not be the person that man is looking for. You understand? So, one, being in tune. Number two, you got to be worthy of his attention. And please don't get this all mixed up, because it seems like I'm talking about one-sided. But the question tonight was, what makes a man want to conquer a woman? So please don't email me talk about it goes both ways and all that type of stuff, because I'm fully aware of that. But I want to ask Mrs. T's question, and that is, what makes a man want to conquer a woman? And I can't talk about what women do to conquer a man, but I've been a man all my life, and I can promise you, we are not that complicated, okay? I can absolutely promise you we're not that complicated. Women make us complicated. Okay. And so let us move on by some tips of how you know when a man wants to conquer a woman. I said, one, you got to be in tune. Two, you got to be worthy of his attention. Number three, you have to expect the best for yourself in order for him want to expect the best for you. See, a lot of times, you know, women get this confused that, you know, you need to treat me this way and you need to treat me that way, right? But then they won't even treat themselves that way. See? You can't attract what you're not. So, you know, I want a man that will do this for me. I want a man that do that for me. Well, let me tell you, in order to get that man and attract that man, you have to do it for yourself. One thing I used to do, you know, before I got into serious relationships, I used to do all the things I would want my significant other to do. I would want her to do, I would do it for myself. If I wanted a woman who loved to go get massages, then guess what? I would go give my own self massages. If I wanted a woman who loved long walks, I would go on long walks by myself. If I wanted a woman that was a big, you know, giver and things like that, then I give. You understand? Because, you know, you got to teach people how to treat you. You understand? And it's very important. If you don't teach a man how to treat you, then that means you don't really know what you want. And you start teaching him how to treat you by doing it for yourself first. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of times we, oh, I'm not going to do that for myself. I need a man. He's supposed to do that, not me. No. See, the power of attraction is when a man can see that a woman don't need him, but do need him. All right, let me say that again. Let me turn this down a little bit right here. The power of attraction comes when a man sees a woman don't need him, but does need him. You understand? So he's looking for that person that has that balance, who knows how to make him feel like the king he is, so that he can make her feel like the queen she is. You understand? And then a lot of times what people don't realize is that I want to break this down just a little fun. Let me turn this down. Just turn this down just a little bit. What I've learned is that you can't explain love when you're in love. You can explain what it may feel like, but it's really unexplainable. It's such a chemistry, like, you know, it's euphoria. It's like when you connect with somebody in the world way, like out the worst way. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I can picture right now as I sit and talk to you, I'm in the studio and I got the lights down low and I'm just visualizing what that woman looks like to me. I'm visualizing what she feels like to me. I'm visualizing how she makes me feel. I'm visualizing when we connect. You remember I told you it's all about stimulating the mind and then you'll stimulate behind. See, a lot of young people sometimes, they get lust mixed up with love. You know what I mean? I just want to bang her out or do like that. That's not love, man. See, love is an intimate thing. It's a mental thing. And you got to make love to that woman long before you make love to her physically. You understand? And a lot of young guys, immature guys, they don't know that. That's why you see a lot of today's generation, you know, women have a hard time connecting with men. And I know some beautiful women that have a really hard time keeping a man. And that's because they're not dealing with men, they're dealing with boys. And sometimes a woman's maturity level might be more than the men she's dating, so therefore they will never connect. Sometimes she may have to get somebody just a little bit older than her, who's at that point where he knows how to stimulate that mind. You understand? See, a lot of these, you know, women have not even gotten to that point where they can attract a real alpha male. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm an alpha male. You know what I mean? Like I like to absorb that woman's whole intimate self. I like to absorb her energy, and I can't be moved by just flesh. It has to be something more connecting, because when I connect with a woman, I like to fully connect. And that's before we even touch each other. You understand? So, and then, but once we begin to touch each other, I want to make her explode in so many ways, and not just in the physical way, but just in the mental way, in the spiritual way, in the intimate way, in the way that she just absorbs all of me and I absorb all of her. You understand? And when you get to that type of euphoria, that's when you're in love, baby. You know what I mean? And a lot of people never even experience that, because they're going with the physical touch of a woman and instead of the mental touch of a woman. See, long before I am with a woman, and I've already identified who that woman is, I usually picture her in my mind. I usually begin to talk to her in my mind, even before we may even be at the physical communication point. You know, I want her to feel me. I want her to understand, you know, there's something about this chemistry that she can't explain. And that's how I want to feel. See, I like making love to a woman's mind. Excuse me. Whew, got hot in here right here. And I'm all in here by my damn self. But I like to make a woman feel my essence. Because if you can make a woman feel your essence before you even touch her, what do you think will happen once you actually touch her? She won't be able to control herself, I promise you. See, and that's what a lot of women don't get sometimes, because they're dealing with either men who are less mature than they are, or right at their maturity level, so they have nothing to offer them. You know what I mean? Versus if that man is at that maturity level that he wants to really connect and he really wants to take that. I'm telling you, because if you allow a man to dive into your soul, ooh, girl, you don't even know what you're going to feel then. You see what I'm saying? Because it will take you somewhere where you probably never experienced before. And once you can crank up and stir up that mental chemistry and you connect with her physical chemistry, I promise you she'll be locked in, because you guys will connect in such of a way that it will be soul to soul, heart to heart, energy to energy. You understand? Just like if you focus on the tone of my voice, you know, I can picture that woman that makes me fall in love. I can picture her in my head, the way she looks, the way she smells, the way she tastes. Oh, yeah, I said that. This is Late Night with Vinny Love, so I hope your kids are not in listening to this show. They really shouldn't be listening to it anyway, so... But yes, the way she tastes, all before it's even happened, you understand? And I can promise you, thoughts are very, very powerful. She will feel them even before she knows she even had them for you. You understand? Some of them, it may scare them away, and then, but the right one, it will make her open up. And I can tell you, when you open up to a king, you will really get to feel like a queen. You hear me? A queen opens up to a king, she would feel like a queen. And that energy is incredible, especially when he's an alpha male. And even if she's an alpha female, she will be submissive. And please, when I say certain words, please don't take it like I'm, you know, I'm this or that. I'm just talking from the heart and the soul. I told you I'm not an expert. I just know it is what it is. And I can only talk from my own experience, ladies. You understand? But one thing I do know, when you get a man that wants to conquer you, he will send chills up your body. You would hear his voice and he'll send chills up your body. He will send you a text and you will feel chills up your body. When you get next to him, he will give you those chills, those butterflies. You'll be nervous around him. You know what I mean? Because that energy is so intense. You know what I'm saying? It's like taking two candles and put them together, and now the flame becomes even bigger, even more powerful. You understand what I'm saying? It's there for you. You know, we got really deep in here for a second. I kind of lost my thought. Only in New York, baby. Only in New York, I can tell you. So I hope I brought a little insight about what makes a man wants to conquer a woman from that email bag. And I hope that, you know, sometimes I just talk, but I can promise you I'm talking from the heart. I can promise you I'm talking from my soul. To sum it all up, ladies and Miss T, who wrote in this email, if you want a man that will conquer you, you first have to conquer yourself. Did you hear that? I purposely took the music down. If you want a man who will conquer you and want to conquer you, you have to first want to conquer yourself. You can't give nothing out that's not deep inside you. You understand? So if you're looking for that man that you want to conquer you, if you're looking for that alpha male that can comfort you, if you're looking for that male that can connect with you, you have to be in tune with yourself. And I promise you, he will just show up out of nowhere. Because falling in love, I'm telling you, when he really falls in love, you ain't never got to worry about him. When he really falls in love, you ain't never got to think about him. You ain't never got to wonder where he's at or if he's looking at somebody else. Because when he's in love, he will have all of your energy, and you will have all of his attention. You understand? I really hope that this answered your question. I know I was kind of all over the place, and I may even do a backup to this, but I just try to give it to you real, all right? Remember, if you have any questions, you can go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the Late Night with Benny Love show and holler at me, man. I promise you, I will answer all questions to the best of my ability. Some of them might be wrong, some of them might be right, but one thing I can absolutely tell you, they all will be from the heart. And that I can promise you. All right? I hope that makes sense to you. Ladies, I am Benny Love, a.k.a. the Chief Love Officer, a.k.a. the sexiest voice in the world. Y'all make me feel so good when you allow me to come into your homes and your hearts. And I hope I do for you what you do for me, right? So I want you to think about what I've said tonight. And I hope that if this show helps just one person, I've done well, right? Because that's all I want. I just want to share with the world, because I love you. I really, really do. And you allow me to do this show is my way of saying thank you. All right? You make me feel so good. So if you're home tonight by yourself and the man that you're in love is not there, I want you to close your eyes for a second, and I want you to visualize him. I want you to visualize him cuddling, holding you, and know that even if he's not there physically, he is there mentally. And it's going to be all right, all right? I love you, and I love you with all my heart and my soul. But most importantly, I hope you love yourself. All right? This is Late Night with Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I love y'all so much. You don't even understand how it goes down here. When I'm sitting here and I'm just, like, every time I come into the studio, I can't wait to get on this microphone, because when I get on this microphone, it's like I'm getting on you. All right, let me stop being bad. And all right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is Benny Love, right here on Late Night with Benny Love on Bashani Radio app exclusively. And like I told you before, baby, we gonna do the damn thing, and we gonna do the damn thing. So where's my theme music? Until next time, I just want to tell you that if you want to find love, you got to find love inside first. You understand? And then you hey Neo, I'm gonna need you to slow that down. You know what I mean? Until next week, I hope you have a good one. And reach out to me, because I love to hear your emails. I love to hear what you got to say. And maybe you want to be a guest on this show. That might be kind of hard, but we can try to work something out, right? All right. So I'm going to leave you with Neo and Jeremiah, You to Love. Very special song to me. And this goes out to very special person. All right. I love you forever and a day. Show you right. Bashani Radio. That's how we do, baby. We get it. We get it.
You're listening to Black Entrepreneur. Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face!
I'm gonna leave you with this, Neo. I love this song right here. Let's get it.
I don't want nobody else.
You're listening to Black Entrepreneur Radio.
Radio.
The show that celebrates black entrepreneurship worldwide. Exclusively on Bashani Radio app. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Wakanda forever, baby. Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.